Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Follow the money. Follow the Bitcoin. Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins. It is the Bob Rose Show. It's 7:07. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always yes. Hey, we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. So if you missed that interview, there you go. You still got the podcast, but don't miss it, okay? That way you'll know. Right then, the cutting edge news. That's the beauty of radio, live radio. It's going to be another day in paradise, my friends. It is so awesome, and it's going to go all the way through the weekend. UF homecoming, going to have a great weekend. Don't forget there's a homecoming parade. That's Friday at noon. They'll be shutting down areas like around 13th and University around that time. We'll also have, it'll be busier. You know, in the Gainesville, Alachua County area in general, because it is homecoming. So, got all that going on. And like I said, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we'll talk to her in less than an hour. Follow the money, even if it's Bitcoin. Wherever there's money and people making money, what are you going to have? Ne'er-do-wells that are going to try to take that money without earning it. Yep. Federal prosecutors in Brooklyn unsealed an indictment Tuesday charging Chen Zhi, also known as Vincent, leader of the Prince Holding Group, in connection with the crypto scam scheme based out of Cambodia. Zhi is 37, still at large, accused of directing Prince Group's operation of forced labor scam compounds across the country. The DOJ said Zhi used violence and discipline on workers. Images of beatings were included in the evidence unsealed in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York. Prosecutors also alleged the company was a front for one of Asia's largest criminal enterprise. We're talking big money. The DOJ seized $15 billion in Bitcoin from Chen Zhi's what they call pig butchering fraud. Yep. And this is the largest cryptocurrency forfeiture action in U.S. history, where crypto funds were laundered through digital wallets. So, yeah, follow the money. That, listen, this company was generating up to $30 million a day. Yeah. Who says crime doesn't pay? It pays well. It just doesn't pay well for very long sometimes. Anyway, yeah, this guy's on the run. Yeah, you got that kind of money, you might be able to hide for a while. But yeah, billions in Bitcoin seized by the Department of Justice from what they call a massive pig butchering crypto scam in Cambodia. President Trump said Tuesday that Hamas will disarm pursuant to his 20-point peace plan, or we will disarm them. Coming from President Trump, that carries some weight. Well, they're going to disarm because they said they were going to disarm, and if they don't, we'll disarm them. This is while he was talking to the Argentinian president. She was at the White House. I don't have to explain that to you, but if they don't disarm, he said, we're not playing games. Okay? He also admitted that the Gaza-based terrorist group misrepresented how many dead hostages' bodies they had in their possession after just four were handed over on Monday. So, yeah, that's creating its own set of issues. He said, I spoke to Hamas and I said, you're going to disarm, right? That's what they told me. The president later clarified he spoke to Hamas through his emissaries. Trump previously used threats of force to get Hamas to negotiate, first into releasing American hostages, then agreeing to a tentative peace deal. During the months of public negotiation, the president never directly spelled out what the U.S. would do if Hamas refused his demands, but his tough talk came mere hours after he returned from, he was in Israel, then he went to Egypt, and celebrating the ceasefire that he brokered. The initial peace agreement featured Hamas's release of 20 Israeli captives in exchange for a mass release of hundreds of Palestinian inmates and the first of three planned Israeli troop pullbacks. So again, look, this peace that has been established is not going to be perfection. There's going to be issues that are going to come up on a regular basis. And we already know that trying to negotiate like in good faith with murderous terrorists, you can't trust what they say. But if you can verify it, then you might have something there. And that's what the hope is. All right. Cheryl Hines. You know, she's an actress. And she's also married to RFK Jr. Well, apparently, she was on The View. Curb Your Enthusiasm actress Cheryl Hines clashed with co-hosts of The View and defended her husband, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Tuesday during a discussion of Hines' upcoming memoir called Unscripted. The actress was pressed about her husband's work in the Trump administration. RFK Jr. had originally run as a Democrat in the 24 election, but eventually dropped out of the race and endorsed President Trump instead. A move that many consider to have been a decisive one in the election overall. It definitely had some impact. Since then, Kennedy has faced backlash from prominent Democrats and liberal commentators, including The View. Bobby's background, everything I've seen him do, he has dedicated his career to suing big corporations because of toxins that have been affecting people's health care, people's health, I should say. Hines said this as she defended her husband, citing her husband's well-known environmental lawsuits. She has stood by her husband throughout the backlash over his alliance with President Trump. But the problem, respectfully, is that your husband is the least qualified Department of Health and Human Services head that we have had in history. That coming from Sonny Hostin. And Hines objected, questioning the proposition that her husband, who specifically studied toxins, might be deemed less qualified than an economist to perform this role. He's also spread a lot of misinformation, a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion. I think it's a very dangerous thing, Hostin argued. I say with the utmost respect. Some of it's good, some of it's not, co-host Joyless Behar replied. When you say misinformation, disinformation, we could go back to COVID, Hines began, recalling all the controversies about medical information and institutional narratives during the COVID-19 pandemic. And remember, what they called disinformation turned out to be the truth in many cases. Hostin said he has connected circumcision to autism. May I finish, Hines said, recalling when medical professionals and institutions initially claimed that getting the vaccine will stop one from catching or transmitting COVID-19 guidance that was later revised by the CDC. She said that was disinformation or misinformation. She recalled that her husband was censored at that time for asking for actual medical proof of such claims from officials at the time. But the folks on The View, you know, they can't help themselves. And even though they may like Cheryl Hines and her work, even though they used to like RFK Jr. because he was a Democrat, once the ties were made to Trump, all bets are off. And these people, they might as well do the interview going la, 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 while she attempts to answer their attacking questions. But we're not shocked. The View does deliver every day, though, some level of stupidity that we can share with you on the air. Yep. Hey, it's 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is, right? Call in now for What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Yep, What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, and it's the Bob Rose Show. Yep, it is 7:22 right now. Time for What's Bugging You? This is where you call in, you air it out, you get it off your chest, whatever it is that's bugging you. Could be political, could be people not using their turn signals, whatever it is. You know, don't be shy. Let me give the number nice and slow. Ready? 877-975-9825. Yep. So you call in now, get you on the air, have a little fun, and What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Let's go to Mike. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Yeah, it bugs me when a politician uses an uncommon word, and then for 3 weeks you have to hear 15 other people in that party, and then a whole bunch of reporters just continually misuse the word. They need to look up maybe a thesaurus capitulates, been killing me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's... I can't throw stones at people, man. I inherited some kind of disease from my mom pronouncing things, so I do the best I can. All right. Let's go to... hey, Larry, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, morning, Bob. Well, I played golf on Sunday. A couple of young guys. Both of them beat me. Even though I shot a 76, I got beat. Then I played golf yesterday with a young guy and an older guy, and I got beat by both of them. Yeah, I'm still having a blast.
Well, yeah, enjoy that retirement. You deserve it. And, yeah, you win some, you lose some. If you're hitting 76, yes, I'll never see that score ever. But then again, I don't necessarily put in the time. That's the thing about golf. You know, at times it's kind of fun and relaxing and stuff like that. But at other times, it's like, wow, it was like 5 hours of my day. What else could I have done? You know, 9 holes is fun, though. 9 holes really is kind of perfect. Although sometimes you're like, if you have like your first 2 holes are a little sloppy and then you're actually starting to get into a groove and then you're like, okay, it's over now. And your score sucks, which happens every time for me. Let's go to, let me give you the phone numbers one more time. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Last chance for what's bugging you. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, 76 is great. My best score in golf is 106. But what's bugging me is businesses failing to return calls. I mean, you hear about these good businesses here and there, and you call them up, and they just don't return the calls. I'm still waiting to hear back from at least two, and it just kind of frustrates me because they don't answer the phone when you call and they don't call back when they say they will. Thanks, Bob.
Oh, no, thank you. I totally get that. Look, sometimes it's a small business and they can't necessarily afford to pay somebody to sit there, answer the phones, and maybe work a schedule for them. So at the end of their probably already long day, then they try to get through their calls. But yeah, that you got to be disciplined and you have to do that because if you don't call people back, you know, that's business you're never going to get. And then word of mouth spreads in a negative way where they say, yeah, I called so-and-so. Yeah, he never even bothered to call me back. And I've seen that a lot since moving to North Central Florida. I'm kind of surprised. And it wasn't always just a little like a one-man operation. Sometimes it was more than that. And I was kind of shocked by it, you know. And it's kind of like, you know, what would you rather have? You leave your message and hope they call you back? Or do you want to go through the 39 steps that you have to jump through on some of these calls, you know? Like, call your pharmacy. It's like, yeah, they keep going on and on, and press 2 for this, and press 3 for that, and then the AI kicks in, and they say, is that right? Is that correct? You know, you are Bob? Yes. Okay, say yes or press 1. And I mean, you go through it over and over again. And that to me is very, very frustrating. I just, you like to talk to a live person when you call, if at all possible. But yeah, it is what it is. All right, let me see here. Let me go to Jen. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Following up with Mark's phone call about businesses not calling you back, a few years ago, I wanted to build a house. So I went to a local place, and, you know, they have a development, and they said, here, call this person. I called the person twice. I went to their headquarters in Ocala twice. I spoke to somebody there, and they said, oh, yeah, they'll be in. They'll give you a call back. Mm-hmm. Now, so they lost on me building a house with them because they couldn't get off their butts to do anything. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, it's frustrating, isn't it? All right. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, Helen, I'm going to have to pick you up in the next segment because we ran out of time.
Okay.
I apologize for that. Have a great day. All right.
You too.
All right. I screwed up. Okay. I think I fixed it. It really is a new phone system. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is still on vacation, that guy, I tell you. Hey, coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick as a government shutdown now reaches day 15. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, another day in paradise. And you know, when I say that, that's not an exaggeration. It is going to be another gorgeous day. Enjoy, enjoy if you can. It is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up at 8:05, we'll talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. And if you miss it, well, you don't have to. You just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every interview, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Well, 'tis the season, right? Did you get out to the pumpkin patch yet? It's on 39th Avenue. And if you've ever driven by, you cannot miss it. And they're having a great time out there. And all the money raised goes to charity. And, buy a pumpkin, feed a child.com for more information on that. Bring the kids. There's no fee to get in, but they have plenty going on. Bounce houses and a little train going around. And you never know. Superman, Batman could show up. So speaking of which, police in Ohio were in hot pursuit of a suspect who was like a flash of orange in the darkness. Body cam footage captured officers struggling to apprehend the runaway. Turned out to be a giant inflatable pumpkin that had been blown away from its home. So, yeah. The jack-o'-lanterns. Very scary. Yeah, that's the upside to it all. You know, it's just not like it used to be as far as tradition and going house to house. I shouldn't say that. In some neighborhoods, it is. But, man, when I lived up north, we would take a pillowcase. I mean, a full-size pillowcase. We didn't take any bag or anything. We took that. And we would run from house to house most of the time. Sometimes there were barriers set up because people didn't want you trampling their lawns. But for the most part, we would just run straight from house to house instead of going back down to the sidewalk. And, you know, this was a regular subdivision, regular size lots and all that. So, man, we covered a lot of territory. And then we would come back home, and then we'd go on the other neighborhood on the other side. And so we would fill these things up like twice. And my sister, her candy would last for maybe 3 weeks. And I could make mine last past Thanksgiving. So, but man, we used to rake it in. Now it's so much different. And now, holy cow, you know the houses where you'd get like a full-size candy bar? Man, that was something special. Nobody could afford to do that anymore. I'm telling you. Even the nicest neighborhoods, you're not going to see that, I don't think. Not very often. If you do, text me the address. Just kidding. All right, good morning and welcome. It is 7:39. It is homecoming weekend in Gainesville. The parade is Friday at noon, as per usual. They'll be shutting down like 13th Avenue and University. They're near the school. And then the big game Saturday, a homecoming game, Mississippi State taking them on at 4:15 in the Swamp. And you'll notice probably more traffic in the next few days due to the homecoming and people coming to town for that. So keep all that in mind. Oh, we had a story where a woman was caught on surveillance video, you know, like on a Ring camera, for instance. And it was a guy grabbing her and dragging her away. And this happened in Wichita, Kansas. And police followed up, you know, immediately on this thing. And they were, like, you know, running out of leads. They were not getting great information from anybody. Well, guess what? She called the police the other day. Yeah, she contacted police. This was yesterday afternoon. That was around 3 p.m. But it started with surveillance video released by Wichita police showing a woman being pulled away from a front door as she screams for help Sunday morning. And so they think she's abducted, right? Well, here's what they're saying now after talking to the police. At this stage of the investigation, we believe this is an incident, a case of domestic violence where the female was victimized by her boyfriend. The female does not have any significant injuries, and police are still conducting interviews, and they're going to take the case, to the appropriate attorney's office for formal charging consideration. And the police thank the public for helping to spread the video. But, I mean, obviously, if it's a domestic violence type situation, I mean, you've got, perpetrator here who, I guess, is not gonna think about the cameras. But hopefully the appropriate measures will be taken. But I thought I'd give you a follow-up to that because that was a nationwide big news story because the video was, fairly clear. But yet they weren't getting a lot of help. But she finally called in. I don't know how that's going to go down. I mean, if she was kept and not able to contact anybody, I mean, you can't blame her for what unfolded, right? But maybe we could blame her for poor choices on boyfriends, and hopefully that guy will be dealt with effectively. All right. Los Angeles County declares local state of emergency. What's going on? Do they have more wildfires there? Riots? No. No, they declared a local state of emergency in L.A. County because of ICE raids. Yeah. Cynthia Gonzalez, vice mayor in Los Angeles County, allegedly shared a video to social media calling on gang members to defend their territory from ICE. Los Angeles County leaders declared a local state of emergency in the region on Tuesday. News of the proclamation was shared in a news release online by L.A. County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath's office. The measure was said to be a response to Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids across L.A. County, which is home to more than 10 million people and one of the U.S. largest immigrant populations. The county can now offer support to residents financially who have been impacted by the raids, including rent relief and accessing state funds for any legal aid. Really? So you're in violation of the law, you're here illegally, and they're going to give you money to help pay your rent and then access state funds to pay for legal aid? Wow. Well, look, it's California. Maybe they've got plenty of money. Oh, no, they're in debt? Yes. What's happening to our communities in an emergency? Is an emergency, and L.A. County is treating it like one. Really? Local state of emergency. A little bit of an overreaction, you think? And it was county supervisors voted 4-1 in favor of the emergency proclamation to mobilize county resources and support affected communities, despite potential legal challenges from the federal government. These folks are out there doing their jobs, trying to make the area safer. You know, for every criminal act that takes place involving an illegal alien, especially if it's like in a sanctuary state or city, those people have blood on their hands. How can they live with that? I guess you have to wait for bad things to happen, maybe to a family member, which is sad and sick to think about. But as long as it doesn't impact them directly, I guess, yeah. All right. It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Government shutdown on day 15. And coming up at 8:05, we'll talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick right here on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. 7:50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, as the government shutdown continues. We'll check in with Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up in about 15 minutes. While yesterday I was telling you about Antony Blinken, the former Secretary of State, and Joe Biden, both posting things on X, trying to claim some sort of credit for being part of the peace process in the Middle East. Oh, I was a combination of, I thought it was both hilarious and made me very angry at the same time. These people, I mean, they have, when I say they have no shame, I mean, they actually, really, they have no shame. And they were called out for it, as they should be. I called them out for that. It was ridiculous. I mean, they didn't do anything but get in the way. They made a road to peace tougher. They placed obstacles in there. They empowered and emboldened Iran. That happened during the Obama administration and the Biden administration. It was Trump who took the strong and decisive action to attack their nuclear program. That was a major step in this whole thing. And also, Trump was behind allowing Israel to take the gloves off and really go after Hamas. Those are two huge factors that led to peace. Neither one of those things was a Biden administration in favor of. And then I hear that Andrea Mitchell from NBC, yes, that Andrea Mitchell that, yes, has been around for a while. Now, God bless her, she's 78. But it is interesting. It's like the mainstream media, people are losing interest in it. The ratings, you know, been going down. People are looking for like new media more. Legacy media is suffering. But they never let go of these folks that are. I wonder, what's the mentality that you want to work until you're 70? I guess what it is, you know, they don't have a life. They can't adjust. So they might as well keep working, I guess. Or maybe they're, you know, there's an agenda there. She's going to save the world, you know, in her own way. But she has been scorched online, and she should have been, when she appeared to credit the Biden administration for the Gaza peace deal brokered by President Trump. You know, it's one thing for these egos like Biden and Blinken to try to take some sort of credit. Yeah, because their egos are outrageously out of control. But the 78-year-old host thanked former Secretary of State Antony Blinken for his work, creating the basis for the agreement once the two sides were finally prepared to compromise. A message that many read as giving Biden team credit for Trump's breakthrough. Thank you for spending 2 years toward this moment. Andrea Mitchell posted on X yesterday. Actually, she did that on Monday. Wow. And she took some heat for it. And she should. A wave of ridicule followed. Critics across social media accused Mitchell of twisting credit away from Trump and rewriting the origins of the agreement. That time, Andrea Mitchell thanks Blinken and Biden over current Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Trump for the peace deal in Gaza. Just incredible. Yeah. And it is. I mean, does she really believe that? I mean, the facts are the facts. Under the Biden administration, when Israel was attacked on October 7th, what was the first thing coming out of his mouth? Cease fire. Israel's like, we didn't even begun to fire. You know, it hasn't even begun for us. And he was already calling for a ceasefire. Unbelievable. Yeah, and Antony Blinken wanted to say, oh, yeah, yeah, I help with that, you know, that 20-point agreement. Yeah, he had a piece of paper with 20 points on it. That could be. But as far as actual content and policy and a mechanism in which you could get to that point to utilize it, yeah, I don't think so. And, man, they were never tough on Iran. And if Iran is the country that is giving money to Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis, how can you be nice to them? How can you do anything that allows them to be able to fund those operations? But, yep, yeah. And Obama, I mean, he did the same thing. We entered into a nuclear agreement. And basically that agreement, all it did was slow down the process, if Iran played by the rules, slowed down the process. But eventually, they would have gotten a nuclear weapon, even under that agreement. That's the insanity of it, I tell you. All right. Hey, I'm looking forward to talking to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. That is coming up in just a couple of minutes. We know you're busy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. But stick around because we're going to talk to Kat next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.